Blog Talk Radio.
The number one podcast from Plus Size Women. I'm your host, Shanice Lewis, coming to you live from Los Angeles. Today is Monday, March 19th, 2012. Make sure you pick up your copy of USA Today to see the full figured fashion curvy evolution supplement brought to you by Media Planet USA. The cover was produced by Plus Model Magazine, and it's available in Chicago, New York, Dallas, Atlanta, and New Orleans. So congratulations to all those involved. This was a major accomplishment. The It Fits Fashion Festival will take place May 12th in Melbourne, Australia, and I will be at the event as a guest speaker. So if you're interested in having an exhibitor stand at the event, and we call those vendor booths here in America, email Amanda at amanda@bennettsboots.com. And if you're interested in being a sponsor of the event, visit itfitsmag.com for more information. And I'm hosting Curve Rock Fashion Event July 27th through the 29th in Baltimore, Maryland. The event venue has been announced. It's at the Hilton Baltimore BWI Airport Hotel, and tickets are now on sale. So for more information about the event, visit CurvesRockWeekend.com. And Plus Model Radio is a proud sponsor of the Fuller Woman Expo, which will be September 21st through the 23rd in Detroit. And for more information about that event, visit thefullerwomanexpo.com. Now, tonight's guests include Plus Model and co-creator of True Curve, Summer Green, Monique Frosto, creator of CurvesAndChaos.com. But up first is Kim McCarter. A native of New York City, Kimberly spent her childhood years in Philadelphia. Never the model type, Kimberly decided early on that her role for the plus-size industry would be one behind the scenes. Kimberly first tried her hand at the plus-size industry when she co-founded The Curvy Spot, a fashion and nightlife blog for plus-size women. Kimberly is currently public relations coordinator for Bigger and Better Things Entertainment, INC, located in New York City. Since joining the BBT family, she has assisted the company in the startup of its online radio show, Chocolate Sundays, and a number of ongoing projects, including its work with NAFA, the New York AIDS Walk, Toys for Tots, and Fashion to Figure. Currently, Kimberly is the city movement manager and chapter owner for Project Curve Appeal's NYC chapter. Project Curve Appeal is a membership-based organization whose mission is to uplift and empower plus-size women to reach their full potential and become comfortable in their own form while maintaining active and healthy lifestyles, a philosophy Kimberly also lives by. Let's welcome Kim to the show.
Hi, Shanice. How's it going?
Wonderful. I'm so excited to speak with you because reading your bio, I didn't know you were involved in all of these different things.
And the list.
Huh?
I'm sorry, I was saying the list keeps growing.
Right, and one of the things I admired about you reading your bio is you mentioned you weren't the model type but still wanted to be involved in the plus industry. Do you feel the plus community is so saturated with modeling that sometimes it loses focus on the bigger picture?
Yes, I actually do feel that way, and that's one of the reasons why that's one of the reasons why I included that in my bio, and it's one of the reasons why I say that you can support this industry from in front of the camera or behind it, because both roles are equally important.
Right, exactly. Now, one of the first things you did to be a part of the community is start a blog. Now, tell me about your blog, The Curvy Spot.
The Curvy Spot was started back in 2009 with a great friend of mine, Nicole Reynolds. We wanted to do something different. Both of us are active shoppers. That's what we love to do, like most women. We shop and we hang out, like we're party girls. So we wanted to be able to provide people with an outlook to say, hey, you may not feel comfortable going to a straight size club, but you still want to hang out and you still want to be comfortable where you go. That's one of the reasons why I work with BBT, because that's a movement that they support.
Mm-hmm.
But at the time, Nicole lived in L.A. and I lived in Philadelphia. So
Do I know Nicole in L.A.?
Well, she used to live in L.A. She lives out here now. I think you met her at the Lane Bryant Fashion Night Out last year.
Okay.
And she also worked with it was a group that was out there called Curvy Nights or something. Don't get me wrong about that. I'm confused with the name. I'm not for sure. But and she did some work with Torrid. But either she would come out to New York to party or I would go out to L.A. So we was like, you know what, let's just start a blog and give people an outlook to say, hey, here's the sales, here's what's going on, and here's where you need to wear your great looks at. And that's how the Curvy Spot was born.
So what type of blog posts are on the Curvy Spot? What kind of topics?
Everything we do. We have the hanging out corner, which tells you about plus size events and parties, which includes nightlife, fashion shows, model calls. We also have a sales section. So if we have every Friday, we take and we say, okay, these are all the stores that's having a sale. Here's the code you need for the sale. If you need to print out the coupon, here's the link to the print out to the coupon. Oh, and this is what the popular trends are. So, hey, let's do this. And when we also do makeup, we link to YouTube videos. And we also, if we see other great articles or other blogs or other plus-size magazines, we link back to those as well.
Okay, awesome. So that's a great resource for the community.
Yes, now, and the Curvy Spot was actually awarded to the Full Figure Fashion Week Fashion Front for 2012. So we're excited about that.
All right, so your blog is really active in the community.
Yes, it is.
Now, tell me about your public relations coordinating for Bigger and Better Things. You mentioned that briefly already.
I joined the BBT family, well, is affectionately known as BBT, back in 2010. At the time, there was just so much going on in the community, the parties, that when you mention a BBW party, you know, the BBW cliche, people always associated, you know, with the adult entertainment industry.
Right. A lot of those parties aren't, you know, really classy.
Yes. And what Michael Belgrave is the founder and president of Bigger and Better Things, and he just wanted to make sure that his company was not associated or had the wrong image. So in order to portray that, he decided to, you know, to take it in a step in a new direction. So we upgraded the website. Mike is really into giving back to the community. So we set up different community service activities. We started giving the parties themes just to set it apart for what everyone else is doing for BBW parties. One thing he really wanted to do was remove the title BBW from the event.
Mm-hmm.
So now when people refer to BBT in their parties, they're known as plus size events.
Okay.
Just to let you know that, hey, this isn't a one-stop shop for a fetish. BBT is here to support the community.
Now, you mentioned charity is a big part of that organization, and tell me some of the charitable organizations that you've helped with the events.
Every year, and our November party is known as the Red and Black Party. That's also Mike's birthday party. It's one of the biggest parties BBT has every year. Because it always falls on Thanksgiving weekend because we party the last Saturday. Mm-hmm. We do our annual Toys for Tots drives for St. Dominic's Homeless Shelter in the Bronx, New York.
Mm-hmm.
On average, we collect about between 100 and 150 toys, which can give kids a great Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
We also do soup kitchens. We do the New York City AIDS Walk every year. So for over the last 5 years, we've done the New York City AIDS Walk. We've raised over $5,000 for that. And we also, this year, which we're really excited about with BBT, and actually Kerbyfield is actually teaming up with BBT on this, is NAFA, who is the National Association for the Acceptance of Fat, National Association for the Advancement of Fat Acceptance.
Mm-hmm.
They team up with the Long Island Community Center, and they offer a prom boutique, which the Long Island Community Center has actually been doing that for about 3 or 4 years now.
Mm-hmm.
The problem that they ran into is that with the prom boutique, they do a clothing drive, so that way students who are underprivileged can still go to prom. Unfortunately, they turn away a lot of girls every year because they don't have anything to fit them.
Mm-hmm.
So the public relations coordinator for NAFA reached out to Mike and asked if BBT could actually host a clothing drive in New York City to have. So we're tagging out to all of our businesses, our network, all of our friends. We all could, I don't know about everyone else, but you know how we always buy that special dress and we
right.
wear it to a fashion show or a party. Once you take 10,000 pictures in a dress for that one night, you don't really want to wear it again. Because you're like,
right.
especially
right.
something that's really.
And it gets on Facebook.
Yeah, exactly. You're like, I can't. And somebody always knows you had that dress on before. Even if you accessorize it different, you add a belt, somebody's like, that looks like the same dress she wore last year, and they know the exact event and everything.
Right.
So we're doing is we're saying, hey, you know that dress that you had in your closet for 2 years that you're not going to wear again? Why don't you donate it to a high school junior or senior who could really use it and let her go on prom? And that's going to take place on April the 21st in New York City.
Well, that's fabulous, and it sounds like you're doing a lot of great work, you know, for the community. So that is awesome. Now,
yes.
Tell me, how did you learn about and get involved with Project Curve Appeal?
When we first started the blog, I would just scour the internet looking for something to write about. Because, you know, when you're a blogger, especially when there's two of us writing on a blog, sometimes it can get repetitive. And it was like, oh, I wanted to find something new and exciting to work about, to write about. And it was around Christmas time, and we was like, I came across Project Curve Appeal in Atlanta because they were doing an event.
Mm-hmm.
And I emailed over to the directors because I don't like to post about stuff unless I give someone a heads up, get the okay, you know, to use their images. She said, sure. So I posted it on the blog, but that drew me in as interest-wise. Because I was like, oh, wow, this sounds like a really great organization. I wonder how come I haven't, you know, really heard about it a lot. Then I realized they were more, you know, Southern-based. And
mm-hmm.
I just started following the organization.
Mm-hmm.
I would teeter-totter back and forth. Do I want to join? Do I not want to join? Can I commit to this? And then finally, I was talking to a friend of mine last year, and he was like, if you're going to do it, just go ahead and do it. I don't know what you keep debating about it for. It'll be a great look. Go ahead and do it. So I took the plunge, I decided to join the organization, and I haven't looked back since, and I love it.
And not only have you joined the organization just as a member, but you've become a city movement manager and owner of the New York chapter. So tell us, what does that mean, a city movement manager?
As city movement manager, that means our wonderful director, Bev,
mm-hmm.
Ms. Bev Wilson, she has entrusted in me that she believes that I can lead this chapter into being successful and following the philosophy that they have set forth for Project Curve Appeal, living a healthy and active lifestyle, promoting confidence, giving back to the community. I oversee all of the managers from New York City Project Curve Appeal and the FOCA. The FOCA are also known as our face of Project Curve Appeal, and they are like our spokesmodels. Those are the ladies that you see on our flyers, on our website. They're the ones that you see speaking at our public engagement event.
And you're the owner of the New York chapter. So what does that mean? Are the chapters like franchise out?
That would be the best way to explain it. Right now, Project Curve Appeal has 17 chapters, including New York City.
Mm-hmm.
So we have our national directive, but then we have the local laws that we have to abide by.
Mm-hmm.
So it's the chapter's owner's responsibility to make sure that we're following the local laws and also following the national directive under the organization as well.
Okay. And in New York City, you're doing great things with the chapter because you have an upcoming event called Finding Your Curve Appeal Panel Discussion and Shopping Soiree. Now, tell us about this event.
Oh, I'm so excited about this event. We wanted to do something different, but at the same time, something that New Yorkers love. One thing we love in New York is, one, we love to talk and we love to shop.
Right.
So what I decided was, I was like, you know what? I've worked in this industry for quite some time. I've built an amazing network. And it's because of this network I've been able to grow in the industry. And I just wanted to be able to do something that say, hey, let's give back to those who are trying to come up behind, who are coming up in this industry now. I have so many friends or so many women that inbox me, hit me on Twitter, send me emails and say, hey, I want to be a model. What do I need to do? How do I find out about casting calls? And I always tell them, you need to follow the people who are leading this industry.
Mm-hmm.
So when we decided to do an event, I was like, let's combine both aspects. So we decided to host a roundtable discussion.
Mm-hmm.
That's what our panel discussion is going to be. It's not going to be like a town hall meeting. It's not going to be really formal. It's going to be like an open discussion. So when we sat down as a chapter, we said, okay, who would we want to hear people talk? And I was like, you know what? So we had a long list, and we just kept narrowing it down. And I love the people that we chose, and we reached out to them, and they were all eager. We had no one that turned us down for this opportunity. And that's what I love about this community, because we are so supportive of each other.
Right. Now tell us, who are the panelists that are going to be at this event?
Okay. We have Plus Model Asia Monet.
Mm-hmm.
As a lot of people remember, she's very into promoting self-confidence. I actually met Asia 2 years ago when she did Elaine Bryan event.
Right.
During Full Circle Fashion Week 2010, where she talked about breast cancer and self-breast checks. She talked about confidence. So we have Asia Monet. We also have Ms. Jeannie Ferguson. Jeannie is a Plus model and runway coach. She's most known for her role on Rip the Runway because she's so little. So when you see her, you be like, she models? And that's one of the reasons why I wanted Jeannie to do this, because she's not the standard model type. Neither is Asia.
Because
mm-hmm. When you talk about the industry, you talk about plus size modeling, you know, technically it starts at a size 8.
Right.
But so many of us push for more curvier, more models that look like us.
Right.
And that's one of the reasons why we chose Madeline Figueroa Jones from Plus Model Magazine, the editor-in-chief.
Right.
Because when you talk to Maddie, she's one of the people that is so passionate about the plus-size community.
Mm-hmm.
There's never a time when I've had a conversation with Maddie that it wasn't uplifting and positive, saying, hey, you know, I can give you direction on this. Anytime I've reached out to her, she's always answered my questions open and honestly. And I know that's something that she always does when people ask her questions as well.
Right.
So Maddie's going to be on the panel. And we also have Brandon Bluecoat. Brandon is the brand manager for Monique's Plus Size Design. So whenever you see Monique's fabulous photo shoot, Brandon is one of the creative directors that's behind her styling. So we decided to bring Brandon out as well. Because when you think of finding your curve appeal, we're talking fashion, we're talking confidence, we're talking modeling. We want to give everybody what you need to know to be in front of the camera or behind it, or just to live your everyday life as a curvy girl.
Well, the panel sounds fabulous. I wish I lived a little closer so I could be there.
I'm excited about this panel because I've talked to all of these people on an individual basis,
mm-hmm.
but just to have them all in one room.
And right.
I know that the ideas is going to come out, the advice that they're going to give. This is going to be like one of, not just because it's our event, but I really think this is going to be an amazing networking event. So I'm already telling everybody, like, definitely come with your networking, come with your business cards, come with your comp cards, not necessarily for the panelists, but amongst each other, because the best way to grow within this community is to network amongst each other.
Right. Now, are there tickets still available to the event, and can you pay at the door?
You will be able to pay at the door. However, we are offering advance tickets. So if you go to the New York City chapter's website, is
on PinkCitySisterhood.com, and then it's /New York. There's a link to buy advance tickets. Now, while we are selling tickets at the door, advance tickets have priority seating.
Okay.
So that's one thing I'm definitely stressing to everyone, because ticket sales are moving pretty quickly for this event, and we are having it at Pearl Studios in New York City. So anyone who's ever been to New York and been to Pearl Studios, they know that we can hit capacity, and once we hit capacity, I can't really say, like, oh, you're going to be able to get in the panel discussion. The panel discussion, the doors are going to open at 4:15. The panel is going to start at about 5, and that's on Saturday, March 31st.
And are you still looking for vendors and sponsors for the event?
Yes, vendors, we definitely are. Right now we have 4 vendors. We are accepting more vendors. We are trying to make sure our vendors are relative to the Curvy community, because we want them to tie into the whole Finding Your Curvy Feel event. For vendors and sponsorships, they can send us an email, and our email address is nycurvyappeal@gmail.com.
Now, if somebody is interested in joining your New York chapter, how do they go by doing so?
They can go to PinkCitySisterhood.com/FOCAAPP, and that stands for FOCA App. When you go to that page, it tells you the history of the organization. It gives you the steps that you need to complete your application. There's also a link there for which position is right for you. Because a lot of people, especially if you're like me, when I first decided to join Project Curvy Feel, I wanted to be a FOCA.
Mm-hmm.
Now, although everyone always hears me say, I'm not really into modeling, but I wanted to join the organization, I said, you know what, I think I'd be a great FOCA.
Mm-hmm.
I actually got accepted to be a FOCA. And it was actually during that interview process and talking to Beth, I guess like my leadership qualities came out, and she was like, you know what, I think you should do this. And in that time frame, I had moved into the senior business manager position. So one thing that I stress to young ladies, or because we have different levels of focus, focus can be anywhere from 18 to 50. If you want to be a focus, this is the requirement. You know, you have to be curvy. You have to have confidence. You have to be comfortable speaking in front of crowds. You have to be comfortable with your image on the website. We also, if maybe being a focus isn't for you, then you can be a sisterhood member. We also have general members. Our management positions are right now for New York City are already filled, because I'm the city movement manager, and then we also have Denise Bristol, who is our model manager.
Mm-hmm.
So right now we're really focusing on bringing in more faces of Project Curvy Feel and sisterhood members to the chapter, because I feel like we're New York City, and to have such an amazing sisterhood. Like me and the ladies, we hang out, we go to museums, we go for walks, we talk on the phone for hours at a time. And if you're someone who just loves having that sisterhood bond, then this is definitely a great organization to join.
And do you have anything else coming up we can be on the lookout for? Are you going to be having events more often in New York City?
Yes, we do. I can just if you follow us on, we're on Facebook at www.facebook.com/NYFOCA. And we'll also have our Pink City Sisterhood website, which is www.pinkcitysisterhood.com. We always keep our upcoming events listed on our chapter page. Right now we're actually in the process of organizing. We have to do Commit to Be Fit on a monthly basis.
Mm-hmm.
Normally our Commit to Be Fit events are more personal. We do them just amongst our chapter members. But we've been offered the opportunity to offer 2 amazing events to the public. So we're actually going to keep it sexy with our curve appeal. So we're going to do some belly dancing and pole dancing. So I want 50 ladies. So I think it's going to be fun. I think it's going to be a lot of fun. So we're going to do that. And like I said, we are teaming up with Bigger and Better Things Entertainment to do the prom week in April. And we're also looking to maybe do a few local trips over the summer, and we're actually going to join some of our sisterhood chapters to do that, because New York is very close to our Newark, New Jersey chapter, which is right across the water, and then we have our Boston chapter, which is less than 3 hours away. So we definitely support the sisters that's close to us and far, virtually, but the ones that's close to us, whenever we have events, we definitely try to team up and join.
Well, awesome. It sounds like you're doing a lot of good work, and I can't wait to hear about the event. And just keep up the good work. You know I have love for Project Curve Appeal.
Yes, our curvy icon of 2011.
Yes. So I definitely support everything the organization does, and you do a lot of great things. So keep
Thank
up the good
so
work.
Thanks so much, Denise. We really appreciate it.
All right, and enjoy the rest of your evening.
You too, enjoy.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Now, up next on the show is Monique Frosto, a communications graduate of Cal Poly Pomona. She lives in Los Angeles with her husband and is a full-time blogger. Born and raised in Pomona, California, she discovered blogging in 2008 as a way to keep her writing fresh. Little did she know it would become her passion. Her love of shopping and frustration with the fashion world led her to create Curves and Chaos in 2010. Curves and Chaos is a fashion, beauty, shopping, review, and giveaway blog for the curvy woman. She is also a supporter of self-acceptance and promoting a positive body image. She remains active in the blogging community by traveling, attending conferences, and events when she can. Let's welcome Monique to the show. Hi, Monique.
Hi, Shanice. How are you?
I'm fabulous. And how are you?
I'm well, thank you. Excited to be on. Thank you very much.
So how did you discover the plus size community and decide to create a blog?
Actually, I had in 2008 when I created my first blog, I started a fashion blog, and at that time I didn't know what I was doing. So after a couple of months, I quit writing that. And then after a few, after a year or so, I kind of caught on to what I was doing and what you're supposed to do with blogs and so. And I thought, let me start my fashion blog back up. And I was writing about pretty much straight size fashion. And because I love fashion, I'm inspired a lot by it. And, one day I just sat there and I was thinking to myself, why am I writing about clothing that I can't wear?
Right.
And, it was like my duh moment, and so I started researching online, and I found, bloggers online, and I had actually, I think I was already reading, Marie from, the Curve Fashionista, and Sid from Sid Stylefile. So I'd been kind of reading their blogs a little bit. And so I was just thinking, I can do this. If I love to blog anyways, and
right.
I love to shop and I love to share. So why don't I just write about the stuff that I actually wear and that I love? And, and my mom is a shopaholic, so I'm really good at shopping. So that's how it started.
And so you got the blog, you're established, and now you recently celebrated your 2-year blogiversary. So what did you do to celebrate?
Yes, actually I wanted to thank my readers, because if it wasn't for them, I wouldn't, I just want to thank them because they're always so great and supportive, and they're just amazing, amazing women, and I just wanted to say thank you to them for, supporting me all these, for 2 years now. And so I did one giveaway every week in the month of February, and it was so much fun. I had amazing sponsors that came in, and, we did giveaways every week. So that was pretty much how I celebrated.
Well, that was exciting. It's exciting to just still be good after 2 years and still going strong.
You know what? It doesn't even feel like 2 years, honestly. It feels like I started yesterday. It really does.
Well, the time flies by when you're having fun.
It does.
In addition to being a plus-size blogger, you also created Blogs by Latina. Now, tell me about that.
Yes, Blogs by Latinas is a blog directory of Latina bloggers worldwide. I started that in 2008, when I started blogging. I was curious to find other, Latina bloggers, and I really couldn't find any. So at this point, I'm still not, I don't know what I'm doing. So I said, I'm going to try and create a place where, if people want to find Latina bloggers,
this is where they can come. And I did a lot of research online looking for how to build a directory or, you know, what to do. And I just started in 2008, and I literally started by inviting, I think, two or three Latina bloggers that I had that were actually on, you know, online.
Mm-hmm.
And it is now over 2,000 blogs strong. So,
wow.
You know, it's from all throughout the world. And literally, you know, we have one in Amsterdam. We have them in France and Spain, a lot from Brazil.
Really?
All over the world. You wouldn't even believe it. They're from everywhere. We're everywhere.
And so are the blogs of this directory, are there in English and Spanish?
Yes, you have English, you have Spanish, you have bilingual. You know, they're just a wide range of subjects and topics and everything from fashion and beauty to food and to, you know, parenting and teenagers and just anything you can think of, sports, news, politics, anything, everything is there.
Wow, that's exciting. Now, being active in two different communities, do you find there are any similarities between the two?
You know what? I do. Even within the Latina and within the plus size fashion, I feel like there's a kind of like a sisterhood sort of in a way where it's like we always kind of look out for each other and we want to have each other's back and we want to be supportive. Mm-hmm. And I think that's probably the main thing that I think is similar in both.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, of course, with anything you do, there's always competition, but there's always a core group of women that are very supportive of each other, and I found that in both communities.
And doesn't it build your confidence when you're around a group of women that are like you, whether it's with size or ethnicity? It's like it's something empowering about that.
It really is. It's just that whole thing of, you know, no matter what, like you said, no matter what it is, you have that thing in common, and it's good to know that somebody knows how you feel, regardless of what the situation is. And especially within the plus community, like the plus size fashion community, you know, we all have the same, pretty much it all comes into A, not being able to find any clothing, you know, B,
right,
people not understanding what it's like to look at your favorite magazine and no one is above a size 2, you know,
right.
And it's we all know that feeling. So it's just, you know, I love it. I think it's one of the best, actually I think it's better than any other fashion community. That's
Yay.
My opinion, though.
Now, you also had a blog that was L.A. Fashion bloggers. What happened to that?
Well, really, you know, it was just we kind of turned it into more of a Facebook group where, you know, if we ever wanted to have get-togethers or things like that. But I think with just my schedule and everybody this blogging and they're living their lives, it's just so hard to get everybody together at the same time.
Yeah.
But Sid from Sid Stylefile and I, we really want to do another shopping event.
Mm-hmm.
So we're talking about it last month that we would like to do something soon. So if you're in LA and you're, you know, you love plus size fashion and you love to shop, then, you know, keep an eye out, and we're definitely going to put something together soon.
All right. Well, you definitely got to keep me posted on that.
Yes.
Now, besides blogging, you also write for Plus Model Magazine, and as a matter of fact, you're the shopping editor. Now, tell us the type of things you write about for Plus Model Magazine.
Well, it's really more kind of researching the trends and researching just kind of where to find the things. Like, you know, last month, you know, we did spring trends, so it was like the fringe bags. And so I literally spend hours just researching, going over the internet, visiting all these sites, just trying to find, you know, a wide variety of different prices and different, you know, price points and things like that. And of the, you know, these items, similar items. And it really is just kind of pointing people in the right direction of where to get these items.
Oh, so when it's the pages where it's just images of the places you can find things in different locations, that's more your alley.
Yes. That's what I do.
Cool.
I love it, though, because I get to see what's out there. And it's hard, though, because I don't really get to do a lot of online shopping. So it's a little hard, but I love it.
So what are some of your favorite plus-size clothing stores and fashion trends right now?
You know what? I'm a big supporter of pretty much every brand out there. You know, I personally love, because only because I know like these brands personally. I love Queen Grace, Marina, the head designer, you know, the owner. She's just an amazing woman. I love anything that makes a woman feel sexy, regardless of, you know, who it comes from. And when I have one of her dresses, and when I wore that, I felt so sexy. So I love her. I love Torrid. I love, you know, Forever 21's plus size line. Actually, I love Monique C. I love everything. I don't know. I love everything.
So do you shop everywhere? Do you shop, like, at Ross and Target, too, and mix it up?
Yes, I really do. I was actually at Marshall's yesterday and Ross yesterday and Nordstrom Rack, and I love Nordstrom's. I love to shop just anywhere, you know, that has a wide variety of things. And it's harder to find, you know, plus sizes in places like that. But if you look hard enough, I think today's styles, a lot of items are a little bit bigger and kind of boxier and, you know, that just that style right now. So you could even fit, like, on the size 16/18, depending on what it is. I can even fit in, like, an extra large of, you know, straight size extra large if those items are bigger and, you know, boxier styles.
So you just try it on just to see. You just don't go by the size on the label.
Yes. I used to be that way. And then my friend Ivory, she's a new blogger.
Right.
She actually, I would go shopping with her, and she is always on me about not trying on, even though the tag says this, and not trying it on, you know. She's always on me about that. So recently I've actually just started, if I like it, it looks like it's going to fit, I just try it on. Sometimes it doesn't fit, but, you know, it doesn't hurt. It really doesn't hurt to try.
Well, that's good advice for shoppers out there. So for those listening who want to get started as a blogger, any advice for up-and-coming bloggers?
You know, if I have to give advice, I would just say do a lot of research. Don't give up, because a lot of people in the beginning, they don't get the results that they want. And, you know, just don't give up. Just don't ever forget why you started blogging in the first place. I think sometimes in, you know, when we have a passion, sometimes along the way we kind of get a little lost or driven into the wrong direction. But always come back to why you originally started blogging, and I believe that you'll find that, you'll rediscover that passion. And just work hard and follow your heart, and always just, you know, do research on what works, what doesn't. I mean, if you want to go into, like, the business side of it, you definitely have to do some research. But, you know, reach out to other bloggers that you like, other bloggers that you follow. Ask them for advice. I'm always available, you know, if anybody has any advice about blogging. I'm always around. If I can answer them, I will. If I can't, I, you know, send them where they should go. But always just don't give up. I think that's probably the number one thing, because in the beginning, a lot of us want, you know, the big numbers and the 100 comments.
Right.
And, you know,
I think bloggers get discouraged when their following just doesn't blow up overnight. But it takes work, right?
It does. It really, really does. And I think if you can just be personable and people can relate to you, I think that's better than anything else.
Exactly. Now, do you have anything coming up we can be on the lookout for?
Yes, actually, I was just, I'm very honored. I was just added as a blogger for the Full Figure Fashion Week Fashion Front. I'm very excited for that. That's in June in New York. I'm so excited. I love New York City. And if you're in LA, I'm actually part of 365hangers.com. They're actually hosting a stylathon. It's on March 31st here in LA, and I am one of four bloggers that from Los Angeles that are asked to style for a fashion show. I'm actually the only plus size blogger that is actually styling three models, and so that's next weekend. I'm really excited, but I'm really nervous because I've never done anything like this before. But it's supposed to be a great event. It's from like 1 to 4. And it's amazing. So I'm really excited for that.
And so, wait, it's a style-a-thon, so it's not a fashion show, so we just come and watch you style people on the spot? Is that how it works?
Well, actually, it's actually like an afternoon of shopping, and, you know, they're going to have some complimentary beauty treatments, and then there's a fashion show is included.
Oh, okay.
In the event, and that's where I'm going to style three models for that.
Well, exciting. Congratulations.
Thank you.
And tell us your official website so we can keep up with all the fabulous things you have going on.
Actually, you can just catch me on curvesandchaos.com. I put everything on there.
And you're on Facebook and Twitter too, right?
Yes, facebook.com/curvesandchaos, and my Twitter ID is @curvesandchaos.
Well, awesome. Thank you so much for being on the show. You were nervous, but you did an awesome job.
I thought I was talking really fast, but thank you, Shanice.
No, you were perfect. Well, all right, girl. I will talk to you later.
Thank you. Bye, Shanice.
Bye-bye. And last but definitely not least is Summer Green. Summer Green is a plus model who has been working in the industry for roughly 8 years. Summer had her international debut in Australia when she walked in L'Oreal Melbourne's Fashion Festival for City Chic and posed for Australian designer label Hope and Harvest. She has appeared in ads for Torrid, Ajiji, Curvista, Betty Jean Couture, Diva Styles, Snapjack, and Moonlight Serenade, and has walked for the runways for companies such as Macy's, Lane Bryant, Saucy, Torrid, and Applebottom, just to name a few. In 2007, Summer teamed up with fellow plus model Miley, and together they created True Curves, a campaign that empowers women to embrace the strength and beauty found in their curves. Through beauty, fashion, and art, True Curves educates and supports all women with curves. And through True Curves came True Sheroes, a comic book and 2012 calendar. Let's welcome Summer to the show. Hi, Summer.
Hi, how are you?
Fabulous. How are you?
I'm doing good, good. Trying to stay warm up in the northwest. It's very cold and ice covered. I'm not used to this. I'm a, you know, I'm an L.A. girl.
Right, right. You're used to beach weather. Well,
yes.
Tell us how you got started as a plus-size model.
You know, actually, for me, I didn't seek out modeling. I'm an athlete since the time I could walk. And once I got injured and I couldn't play anymore, I had decided to, you know, I'm just going to try some other things. And one of them happened to be a singing group, and at the time someone had sent a picture from the singing group into an agency in Beverly Hills, California.
I didn't even know you could sing.
No, not well, I don't sing anymore.
Okay.
I used to be able to sing.
Okay.
I haven't practiced in a long time. But that's actually how it all started. Someone just took the picture from the group's photo shoot, sent it into the agency. And when the group broke up, we just, you know, we were all friends, so it wasn't anything bad like that. It just, we decided to move on. I said, you know what, let me try something else new in life. And I went ahead, called the agency back. They sent me on my first photo shoot, and I was like, wow, I can do this. And that was just, that was the end of it. I've been going full steam ahead ever since, haven't looked back.
And the rest is history. So you've
yes,
been modeling
ma'am.
And building your career, and most recently you made an international debut in Australia. Now tell us about that.
Yeah, actually what had happened was a friend of mine and fellow model Lola Parker had won the City Chic Challenge that Plus Model Magazine was hosting,
mm-hmm.
and she got to take along one friend. Right before she found out, we had currently modeled at the Lane Bryant Revolution Show in Las Vegas,
mm-hmm.
and we had met the City Chic designer there. So when we arrived in Australia from her winning this contest, the designer was walking in, and she said, oh, my gosh, Summer, Lola, what are you guys doing here? We didn't know you guys won. And she ran over to the marketing director and said, do you guys know that they're actually models? So they said, well, we know you're here on holiday.
Oh, so she wanted just to attend the show in the audience?
Yes.
Oh.
We were just coming as attendees.
Oh.
And the designer had left models. So when that happened,
and the designer, what, you got cut off?
Oh, I'm sorry. The designer let them know that we were models.
Wow. And so then how did you get with Hope and Harvest, that Australian designer?
So the young ladies with Real Women Australia were at the show and saw us walk, and we met up with them for dinner. And they had actually said, hey, you know, I have a couple of designers, some photographers. I think it would be great for you to meet them. Contacted Harvest from Hope and Harvest, and they were ecstatic. And we did this shoot that started off just to be, you know, let's just do a little couple of test shoots and see how it works out. And that turned into being their ad campaign for their fall line, which was, it was completely amazing because we were literally in the streets of Melbourne, Australia, on the steps of Parliament, in alleyways. It was standing in the middle of the street. It was very surreal.
Wow. Well, that was awesome. That was like a opportunity just you had to be prepared for because you never know when something comes up.
Exactly, yes.
So besides being in front of the camera, you work behind the camera and behind the scenes, too, and you're a fashion show producer, and you've actually been involved with Mercedes-Benz Fashion Week. So tell us a little about that briefly.
Yes, I work with Mercedes-Benz Fashion Week under a company called The Fashion House, which is in Hollywood, California. And the owner of that company is Jeffrey Rolfe, who happens to be a stylist as well. So when I first started modeling, I wanted to learn the ins and the outs. He hired me to do fashion PR, and that actually transitioned into doing fashion show production. And we worked with companies like Voom by Joy Hahn. We actually did Lauren Conrad's debut line. We did Coco Johnson. Her stuff was a lot of fun. Birds of Prey. The only thing was is all of these lines only catered to the straight size market, which I kept trying to fight and say, hey, you know, we can throw in some plus size models in here or something. Didn't quite get that far, but I definitely would love to now branch out and do some plus size fashion show production.
So that's something maybe in the future that you're thinking about.
Yes,
but
definitely working on that future.
You've already become an entrepreneur of sorts because you have a True Curves campaign that you created with your friend Molly. Now tell me more about that.
True Curves came about from Maylee and I getting together, and we just wanted to spread the word on basically accepting yourself for who you are and having that empowerment and understanding that we're not just saying that there's a difference between plus size and smaller size. We're just saying curvy women in general, you can accept yourself no matter what your size is, and about being healthy and just accepting the way you were made in that healthy state. And we just teamed up together. From there, it grew on into us doing numerous projects like the pinup calendar and the True She Rules comic book and the True She Rules calendar. And actually coming out the beginning of this summer, we actually have a swimsuit magazine that we're going to be launching. So we have several things that we just kind of rolled on with and trying to just let women know. We use different size women. We've used different colors and creeds to mix it all in to know that we're all equal as one.
And so the comic book and the calendar is currently for sale, correct?
Yes, the comic book, the True She Rules comic book and the True She Rules 2012 calendar is currently available on our website, trueSheRules.com.
Now, did you start creating these projects to create opportunities for yourself because there are lack of opportunities for you in the industry?
The projects actually started off just to kind of give back. We were asked, hey, how come you guys don't have calendars out, like swimsuit calendars, like you see, you know, they call them the Bucks, like, you know, like cheerleading type looking females. How come plus size women don't have this calendar? And we're not talking about, you know, not trying to knock the calendars or magazines or the organizations that have came out but it seemed like there was a lack in the middle.
A lack of
just
diversity.
An average size woman. Yes. That shows, okay, if I'm a size 8 or a 14 or a 20, it shouldn't make a difference. It shouldn't be that if I'm a 20, then, you know, I'm the true plus size, and if I'm an 8, I'm too small to be plus size and too big to be straight size.
Mm-hmm.
So we wanted to combine it all together.
Mm-hmm.
Eventually, we kept building on that because, yes, we felt that there was a lack of opportunities available for quality, upscale opportunities available in the fashion industry,
mm-hmm,
that could be for this type of person.
And besides size diversity, you also would like to see more diversity for African American women, because I remember seeing one of your Facebook posts and it got quite a lot of comments that you felt the plus model industry didn't accurately reflect the percentage of African Americans in the community in their ads and campaigns. Now tell me a little bit more about that.
Yes, I feel that right now that the plus size community is making a great stride. I mean, we've come a long way and we're getting a lot more publicity. Definitely are being taken a lot more serious outside of just entertainment purposes when it comes to the fashion industry. But I feel that at this point, if we're arguing so much about size acceptance, there needs to be just as much an equal argument about racial acceptance.
Mm-hmm.
We don't see as many African-American models, plus-size models in particular, that are being seen on the mainstream front. It always has to be that an African-American community has created their own project or their own organization that centralizes around them and has to segregate themselves and create projects for them to work. But yet when I walk into the store to buy my clothes, there's no one who represents me. And if there is an African-American model, she usually is a very fair skin,
mm-hmm,
and on a smaller size and is not the typical shape of an African-American, the average.
Mm-hmm.
And actually right now the average size of an African-American woman is a 16-18. Those measurements are 43-37-46.
Wow.
That's a size 16-18 in this industry, and we don't see that when we walk into the store to go purchase anything.
And do you think, I would think it would just make sense business-wise, because African-Americans spend a lot of money with these plus-size clothing companies.
Exactly. Majority of the industry's income is going to come from the African-American plus-size woman. If you look at the statistics, which are showing that the average woman in America right now is a size 14-16,
mm-hmm,
and the average shape of an African-American woman is a size 16,
right,
majority of the person who's coming in to purchase the clothes is going to be an African-American woman.
Right.
Now, I'm not saying that it needs to be all African-Americans in the advertisement. I'm
no,
just
not
saying
at all.
That we shouldn't see, if I see 6 plus-size models, 5 of them shouldn't be Caucasian, and one of them is going to be African-American, and she's a fair-skinned African-American on top of that.
Right. You don't want one black girl.
Exactly. It seems to always be the one token black girl. And actually, right now, there's been a lot of models who are going out to agencies who say they're looking for a model. They meet all the criteria. They say, oh, we love the look, but we're looking for an androgynous ethnic features. You know, we don't want someone who's black, basically. You're going to pick up the Latina because you can dye her hair blonde and now she looks, you know, maybe she's Caucasian.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You're going to pick up the Caucasian who can dye her hair different colors. But unfortunately, an African-American is always going to be an African-American. She can't do anything to change her features.
Right, right. She can't pass for something else.
Exactly.
So what do you think we should do? I mean, just talking about this on the radio show definitely is going to, you know, bring some awareness to it. But what do you suggest?
I really think at this point that, one, yes, designers can request more African-American models. And especially I believe that if African-American models have this curvier shape, which it seems that everyone seems to love their clothes in, that's going to help their market. It's going to make their images and their ads look better. You're also catering to your the market who's spending the most money. And that will actually require for agencies to actually sign more African-American models.
Mm-hmm.
I think that right now, I mean, you do have people who are pushing projects to kind of combine, but it still is not the same thing as being on mainstream.
Right. We're talking
on
about
mainstream
the corporate
market.
The corporate mainstream.
Exactly.
Top.
Exactly. And we do have, I mean, luckily we do have people like Gwen DeVoe who are doing projects like Full Figured Fashion Week that are showcasing African Americans actually in a heavier population than they do of other ethnicities.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, it's kind of like, how do we get from there to being on a Target ad, to being
right.
in Macy's, on Nordstrom's, Lane Bryant, Ashley Stewart's, Torrid, Forever 21. If you go on to Forever 21 right now, if you walk into a Forever 21 store, in the last year and a half alone, can you tell me one time that you've seen any of their products have an African-American girl on their hang tags or any of their posters?
I don't think so.
You haven't seen it. And it's the same thing with Torrid. How come? Why can't we be on there just the same? You're changing your model, but you're not changing how the model looks. They all look the same. And I think it's time for a change. The designer has to realize this and be fair. I think it needs to be fair. Spread it out amongst the whole community.
Right. We want diversity in all ways, in size, ethnicity, shape, the total diversity.
Exactly.
Well, this was a great convo. We could go on and on and on, but I don't want to run out of time. Do you have anything else coming up that we can be on the lookout for?
I'm definitely working on some new projects. I just recently signed on with Moxie Management in San Jose, California. So we definitely have some new projects that are in the works. So you'll definitely see more from me in 2012.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm always open and available for more discussions on my Facebook or emailing me. Or, again, I'm available for hosting, speaking engagements. So there's different things that we'll be pushing forward and me moving out of just being the plus model summer.
All right, and tell us your official website.
My website is Summer Green, that's SOMMER, green like the color, .com.
And are you on Twitter? I couldn't find you on Twitter.
I will admit that I'm a horrible tweeter, so I am on Twitter. But I don't even remember how to log on or how to use it. So
okay.
I'm going to work on that. But you can find me on Facebook.
On Facebook it is. Well, thank you so much for being on the show. I hope we started a conversation that will continue. And continue success in everything that you do.
Thank you very much.
All right. I'll talk to you soon.
All right. You too. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
And thank you to all of my fabulous guests this evening. Tune in next week, and we'll have more plus industry professionals with stories to not only inspire you, but to keep you connected with the curvy community. If you're interested in advertising on our show or being a guest, visit the website at plusmodelradio.com. And if you haven't already, don't forget to join our fan page on Facebook. com/plusmodelradio. I've been your host this evening, Shanice Lewis. Thank you for tuning in and supporting. Until next time, keep thriving in your curves and be blessed.